From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new report says people don't understand the meaning of the government's color-coded terrorism warnings, and women have more reason to question the value of hormone replacement therapy. But first, in New Jersey, court hearings today for three men caught up in an international sting operation to combat terrorism. A British man was arrested yesterday for trying to sell shoulder-fired missiles to a supposed Muslim terrorist who is actually an FBI agent. This in New Jersey. Two others in the scheme face money laundering charges. Bruce Hoffman's a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation. He also serves as editor-in-chief for the journal Studies in Conflict and Terrorism. Mr. Hoffman, should we be reassured that this plot was uncovered, or should we be more scared because people are trying to sell surface-to-air missiles to shoot against planes in airports in this country?
I would say both. I think on the one hand, we should take a considerable solace and satisfaction that this specific plot was disrupted and unmasked before it could materialize. But I think, unfortunately, the message that it sends is that, firstly, these weapons are fairly readily available for anyone with a price they can obtain them. They're easily smuggled because certainly the arms dealer operating in Newark had smuggled this weapon into the United States, so he had the actual goods, as it were, to show to the FBI agent in the sting. And that, I think, is fundamentally worrying.
But maybe the message that the FBI is sending with these arrests is don't try bringing those missiles into the United States or dealing with them here because we're going to get you.
Well, I think the message is that the United States and its law enforcement and security and intelligence forces are very alive to this threat, are very sensitive to it, are monitoring it closely. But what we've seen in the history of terrorism is that whatever barriers we often put in their place, if they are determined to carry out an attack using a specific weapon against a given target, they will find a way to overcome or defeat those defenses. So I think although the message is that this may be far more difficult than terrorists or arms merchants may have assumed to smuggle these types of weapons into the United States and sell them, I don't think, though, this is the end of the story.
How do you sleep at night, though, knowing what you do about terrorism?
I see this as one of many threats. You know, it's almost a cliche, but it is true that, you know, far more people die from road accidents, for example, and I regularly get into my car. I certainly drive more miles than I fly in a year. And I mean, this is, I think, one of the sad things of the 21st century is terrorism, unfortunately, has become just one of those risks, a very serious risk indeed, but one of those risks of modernity that we have to find a way to cope with and adjust with and to live with. And I think that's the silver lining of this very successful sting operation by the FBI, is that we put our trust in our authorities and our government's ability to protect us. And in the main, they do a very good job. I think the most important metric since September 11th is preventing another Al-Qaeda spectacular. And in that respect, you know, in nearly 2 years, we've been very successful. But what keeps me awake at night, and which is the focus of a lot of my research, is that we can't afford ever to rest on past laurels or past successes, because, as I said earlier, terrorism is constantly evolving and changing. Therefore, our responses and our countermeasures have to be equally as dynamic and equally as innovative.
Dr. Bruce Hoffman, terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation and author of the book Inside Terrorism. Thank you.
Thank you.